I think I'm cheap.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Thrown like a star, my vast sea, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Greetings. I am your host, Jorge, the hurdy-gurdy man. So pleased to be here with you. Thank you for joining me, whether you're at work, in your car, wherever you are. Thank you for listening, tuning in today to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I want to start this program with a very special theme, one that is very close to my own heart and probably many of us. Our theme today is animal activism, and I'd like to start with a thought that was shared by our friend, composer Neely Bruce, quoting a statement by Gerald Durrell, the naturalist and author. You cannot begin to preserve any species of animal unless you preserve the habitat in which it dwells. Disturb or destroy that habitat, and you will exterminate the species as surely as if you had shot it. So conservation means that you have to preserve forest and grassland, river and lake, even the sea itself. This is not only vital for the preservation of animal life generally, but for the future existence of man himself, a point that seems to escape many people.
Thank you.
Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, sword and pistol by his side. Went down to Miss Mousie's door, where he'd often been before. Says Miss Mouse, are you within? Yes, sugar bush, I card and spin. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, I did a little, little day. He took that mousie on his knee, says little sugar, won't you marry me? No, sir, now, can't do that without the say-so, Uncle Rat. Old Gray Ratty soon come home, says, who's been here since I've been gone? Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, hi, diddle, 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 day. A fine young gentleman visited me, one that asked but to marry me. A rat just laughed, split his side, to think of the Miss Mousie being a bride. Next day that rat went up to town to buy Miss Mousie's wedding gown. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, hi, diddle, 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 day. What's the best thing for a wedding gown? Acorn hall all gray and brown. What's the best place for the dinner to be? Down in the swamp in a hollow tree. Tell me what's that dinner to be? Skeeter steak and a black-eyed pea. Frog went a-courtin', he did a ride. Hi, diddle, 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 day. First there came up Mr. Snake, ate up all the wedding cake. Then came old Rufus Brouse, danced a breakdown round the house. Then came in old Angus Slick, he ate so much he milked himself sick. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, hi, diddle, 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 day. Then came in old Mr. Cat, all those children cried out, scat! Frog was in a terrible fright, he up and says to them good night. What do you say Miss Mousie got? Why, she got swallowed on the spot. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, hi, diddle, 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 day. I'm going away, my little, little kitty. I'm going away. I'm going away, my little, little kitty. And go far, far away. I'm coming back, my little, little kitty. I'm coming back. I'm coming back, my little, little kitty. I'm coming back someday. I'm going away, my little, little kitty. I'm going away, I'm going away, my little, little kitty. I'm going far, far away.
There you have, of course, Pete Seeger opening up our first set with a couple of songs from his album, Birds, Beasts, Bugs, and Fishes. That was a Smithsonian Folkways release. And we play these to follow the beautiful Carnival of Animals with Yo-Yo Ma doing the Camille Saint-Saëns composition. Just an amazing piece of music. How many of us want to play the cello like Yo-Yo Ma? In any case, what we're talking about today is animal activism. Our relationship with animals, why we love them, why we need them, why we need to protect them, why we kill them, eat them. All of it. That's what Hurdy Gurdy Songs does. We delve into a topic a little bit more deeply than usual on terrestrial radio as such. We are community radio here at Radio Free Brooklyn. So I'm going to move now to our global jukebox, The Global Jukebox is this wonderful resource that I get to work with every day. And I want to feature, this is our Global Jukebox feature of the week. I want to play a couple of songs from East Africa to highlight, of course, the connection with nature and wildlife in Africa. The first, well, I'll tell you about them. Let's just listen to them for now. I hope you're enjoying this program. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Hurdy-gurdy songs every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Here we go. Here we go with the hippo song. That piece dedicated to the hippopotamus in the Lake Rudolph area of Kenya, performed here, traditional folk, traditional ceremonial music, language group El Molo. It's an Afro-Asiatic language group, nearly extinct language. definitely an endangered culture. Singing about the hippopotamus, definitely an endangered species, animal. That was collected by David Fanshawe, and it appeared in a 1976 recording release on the Nonesuch Explorers label. Ceremonial and folk music from East Africa. I want to play one more from this collection to highlight another animal, the giraffe song. This is a giraffe song that comes from the Karamoja in Uganda. While there are giraffe songs in the Kalahari Desert, South Africa, there are certainly other giraffe songs. And musicologists, ethnomusicologists, in addition to exploring the human production of sound that we call music, also are getting more and more and have been studying things like bird calls, rhinoceros, all kinds of creatures, cattle, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But let me just review. We heard a hippo song from the El Molo and a giraffe song from the Karamoja in Uganda. So we covered Eastern Africa there with those two examples of animal songs. I want to switch now a little bit more to a different approach to animal activism and awareness. You are listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is your host, Jorge, the Hurdy-Gurdy Man, every Tuesday. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're enjoying this program about our animal friends. And with that, I'm going to continue with the Wayfarers with a couple of songs. I'm going to play a couple of songs in the next set, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about them. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
There's frill necks and blue tongues, goannas and skinks, and some that survive where there's nothing to drink. And none of them care what anyone thinks. They're the wonderful lizards of Oz. We haven't had dinosaurs for thousands of years, but you can see lots of their cousins around here. And you never know when one might appear, the wonderful lizards of Oz. The lizards of Oz are special and strange, with dozens of species with quaint sounding names. But without them Australia would not be the same. We ought to like them because they're the wonderful lizards of Oz. Try to catch one, you'll probably fail. Your fingers will slide down the length of his scales. If you're lucky, he'll leave you with a piece of his tail. The wonderful lizards of Oz. But don't be discouraged, it won't bother him if there's only a stump where his tail should have been. In a matter of time, it'll grow back again. The wonderful lizards of Oz. The lizards of Oz are special and strange, with dozens of species with quaint sounding names. But without them Australia would not be the same. We ought to like them because they're the wonderful lizards of Oz. There's frill necks and blue tongues, goannas and skinks, and some that survive where there's nothing to drink. And none of them care what anyone thinks, they're the wonderful lizards of Oz. We haven't had dinosaurs for thousands of years, but you can see lots of their cousins around here. And you'll never know when one might appear, the wonderful lizards of Oz.
keep me from fear, keep me from doubt, keep me from dying with the things I live without. Just give me kindness, I live from above. Just give me hope, a simple love. From dying with the things I live without. Just give me kindness, lit from above. Just give me hope, a simple love.
Raise the veil.
Yeah, that's Queen from The Game, the track Save Me. And in that set, we heard some of more of the Western popular approaches to animal activist awareness. Brian May, along with being the guitarist for this legendary band, is also very involved with animal rights organizations. In fact, he started an organization called Save Me, which campaigns against fox hunting and badger culling in the UK. And he actively tries to uphold the Hunting Act, which prohibits any wild mammals from being hunted. I sandwiched in between that part of the expression, the Beatles' Piggies, simply to kind of illustrate how musicians often use animals as metaphor, of course, from the White Album, and some sound effects, which I guess is another way to at least call some attention to the issues. And before that, we heard Moby. Moby's A Simple Love, which is one of the most powerful videos that you can see, the music video for A Simple Love. It's hard to watch. It's basically, some of you may have seen it. I don't recommend it, but if you are interested, you should. Yeah, Moby himself is an outspoken advocate for human and animal rights. He's very involved in his 1996 album, Animal Rights, gives some idea of where he, you know, positions himself. And he is a vegan. And I think it's wonderful that we see more and more musicians who are involved in animal activism. Of course, Sarah McLachlan, well-known, Pink. Many, many musicians involved with taking care of our animals, not wearing fur, calling attention to the care of our animal friends. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am your host, Jorge. Please send me an email at jorge@radiofreebrooklyn.org with any songs that you think should be on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. The only criteria is that you give me the context, the significance of it, why it was composed. On Hurdy Gurdy Songs, we focus more on the song rather than the artist per se, but more about the movements and the ideas behind them, even if it is abstract, as in that Beatle example. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, community radio here at www.radiofreebrooklyn.org. We are a not-for-profit, so please, if you want to support us, we certainly can use it and appreciate it. You can go to our donations on our website, radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You can support Hurdy Gurdy Songs directly there as well, which I very much appreciate and encourage and thank you for. Okay, we're going to move from our porcine friends to a different area of animal awareness. And I want to start by playing a couple of what are known as cantos de vaquerías. These are essentially cow songs, cowboy songs, essentially, from Colombia. And I want to play a couple of examples of the traditional field songs from Cantos de Vaquería by two cowboys from the region. The first piece is by Ismael Herrera. The second by Pedro Cueto Pimentel. They're rather short. But then we're going to delve into a more recent phenomenon, contemporary phenomenon of a vocal singing of these cantos, interpretation by a just amazing Colombian singer by the name of Lucia Pulido. So let me just get right into this next segment, and I hope you enjoy these cantos de vaquería.
La mujer va a ser bonita, ella necesita. bonita tres cosas. Buena cara, buena pierna, buena cadera, famosa, hombre. Tan bonita muchachita, si su madre me la diera, le comprara una cartilla y en la escuela la pusiera, hombre. Las mujeres son el diablo y el hombre es el demonio. Con una macoca vieja escaparon a San Antonio, hombre. Ayer tarde fui a la ruda, yo le pregunté a Rudero, si mi amor no tiene cura, yo sin remedio me muero, hombre. Quisiera ser el dinero para vivir en tu corazón, viví de flor en flor como vive Chupa Flor, hombre.
¡Ay, he visto gente maluca! ¡Ay, ay, ay! ¡He visto gente maluca! ¡Ay, pero el chorro está pasado! ¡Ay! Dice el compañero, ¡ah! ¡Ay, ay, ay! ¡Ay, no, para adelante! ¡Ninguno tiene la culpa! ¡Ay, que tenga los ojos pelados! ¡Ay, ay, ay! Una siesta era muy buena.
And now, Lucia.
Agila, agila, novilla por la huella el cabrestero.
Thank you. no llores, mamita mía, que yo vuelvo en el verano.
That is Lucía Pulido performing a live version of her Cantos de Vaquería, a series of songs, calls, cries, field hollers, essentially, work songs. There's so much to be said about this incredible vocalist, but also about transformation of this very traditional folk work song about cattle, the relationship, man's relationship with cattle. And Lucía, through the woman's voice, her voice, totally transforms it. And working with some experimental musicians like Eric Friedlander, Latin musicians like Luz Bonilla, and of course, Satoshi Takeishi as a collaborator and producer of this kind of interaction, experimentation, we hear a very different take on these relationships with cattle by way of Colombia, Lucía Pulido. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me today. We don't have too much time left, so I want to get to a couple more tracks. This is our first episode. Of course, we will be able to do a lot more on animal activism. That is radio activism. We are involved with getting people aware of why these songs are written and how they tell us about our relationship. Our musicians are always engaged with the world around them. So with that, let's move to our last set. Please support us online. Check us out. Check out our many programs here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Wonderful roster of programs and hosts and initiatives. And we want you to be part of this community. Okay, let's go on with David Crosby and Graham Nash and their piece To the Last Whale.
da 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 da.
Last Whale, Carry Me Home. Dave Crosby, Graham Nash. I think it's fitting to leave today's program with the sound of the rhinoceros, Animals of Africa, recording. Until next time, in our next episode of Animal Activism or Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, this is Jorge, wishing you all the best.